We weren't good enough with our money to all be bankers. So we hopped onto podcast and made Broken Anchor.
Welcome to the Broken Anchor podcast. It is Monday, September 7th. Got that one in stride there. Got Dom and Ben with me. As you can see, if you guys are watching the podcast on the YouTube, you can see the masks, the merch, everything's rocking. You can go on the store and get it. We put a discount code in one of our episodes, in the start of one of our episodes. So if you go and find that, then you'll get 25% off at the merch store. So that's pretty fun. I'd like to kick this podcast off, though, with a question for my good friend, Dom. Dom, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm using my phone because of circumstances, but I'm here. So, yeah.
So, I was just wondering if you had been watching any basketball in the past week or so.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, and also, I do believe Giannis is a Jordan, not a Pippen, just to clear that up. But anyways, what's your question?
We can get into it. I was just wondering if you happened to watch the Lakers-Blazers series.
Oh, yeah. No, of course, as did most of the world. We got to keep an eye on L.A. Bron.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was weird that, you know, the Lakers, I think – and you can tell me if I'm wrong here. I think the Lakers won that series in 5 games.
Yeah, they did win the series 4-1.
Yeah. And Dom, I don't know if I told you about this, but I got a pretty interesting text the night before game 5 of that series saying, you know, Damian Lillard got hurt. And, you know, I know that I originally bet that if the Lakers win in 5, I'll eat a Carolina Reaper pepper. But because Damian Lillard got hurt, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do the Blazing Challenge from B-Dubs just straight up.
Oh, so basically you called B-Dubs ahead of time to say, hey, hurt Dame Lillard for me so I can win this bet. Old commercials.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. I just thought that was a bit of an odd thing to say because, I don't know, it was just – seemed a little bit of a soft move from our own Ben Johnson. I don't know.
I think it was a fair move. I think we all know that my bet was based on Damian Lillard being healthy in the series.
So you had the take that the Blazers are winning this thing in 6.
So my hope for that was that they just win 2 of the games. So I have to see you do the Blazing Challenge. That was my only hope. I didn't care about doing the Blazing Challenge. I've already done it once. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all right. Right. But you, on the other hand, I think you might die if you had to do it.
Listen, I'm a white Irish boy. Spice does not go well with me.
Last time I heard you were hyping it up on the podcast, talking about how you ate a whole jalapeno pepper one time.
Hey, let's relax. It was a habanero. I'm a big boy.
Habanero. I'm sorry. I can handle it.
Wow.
He's gassing himself up about the peppers. Either way.
Yeah, we were going to a Notre Dame game, me and my dad, and we stayed with my dad's old college roommate, and it was like one of the first things he said. He was like, oh, yeah, so I grow habaneros in the backyard. Do you want to try one? And I was like, yeah, what? Yeah, I'm no bitch. Why not? Yeah, bring it on. It was painful.
I don't know. All I'll say is that I'm not getting out of the Carolina Reaper per se, because a new Blazin' Wing sauce at B-Dubs is made with Carolina Reapers now. So it's still kind of the same thing.
Can we talk about how like hot sauce has evolved like crazy?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
I don't know, man. Like,
back in the day, on, like, Hot Ones in the very first, like, couple seasons, the Mad Dog, like, what was it,
357?
357.
Yeah, Mad Dog 357, yeah.
Yeah, the numbers. That was, like, the hottest thing ever. But then out of nowhere, like, 4 or 5 seasons later, we're getting something in, like, the billions in terms of Scoville level.
Like, 2 quadrillion Scovilles.
Yeah, it became a race to see.
Mad Dog was, like, 20-something thousand. So, like...
it became a race to see how bad like we can make this for people.
For like, real, yeah.
And there's no way you enjoy hot sauce that is that hot. Like there you yeah. like what's the point?
Does anyone eat that stuff like for fun? Like you have to like just because like they like the sauce?
I mean, so a lot of those hot sauces don't even have good flavor. Like,
they don't.
It's hard to get that much heat and good flavor combined together.
Yeah.
So there can't be that many people that actually just sit down and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat something with, I don't know, 3 million Scoville units or whatever. Like,
just another. Yeah. By the way, what even is Scoville units?
No idea.
I know it's related to. Like jalapenos, I think. So like the jalapeno is like the base kind of thing, I think. And then like
I guess I thought the one word that comes to mind when I hear the word Scoville is capsaicin. I don't know what that means or why it's in my head, but all I'm thinking about is capsaicin.
I don't know. Okay. But coming to you soon. On the YouTubes, on the Twitters, on the Instagram, you will see me take on the Blazing Challenge at B-Dubs. I can't give you a date as to when. It'd have to be a time when us three can all get together. But I'll do it. It's happening.
I don't know, man. I think he has to eat the pepper.
I just the sooner the better. We'll just schedule it. The sooner the better. Either way, I'm going to see snot and tears running down his face, and he's going to turn as red as his shirt right now, because that's what happens every time he eats something spicy.
Yep.
So
it is going to be an incredible visual, I will say.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just seems a little soft to me.
So you would have been if you made the same bet I did and Damian Lillard got hurt, you would have probably called off the entire bet.
That is not true at all. I'm a man of my word.
I think you would have called off the entire bet.
Let's relax. I'm a man of my word.
I don't know, man.
Which apparently hard to come by here at the Broken Anchor. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
So I have another question for Dom. Dom, did you happen to listen to the podcast from last week?
It's a good question.
I did not listen to the last week's podcast.
Oh, you know, that is tragic for you.
It's tough.
It's tragic.
You hate to see that.
I feel like I'm not missing out on much.
Missing out on, I think exactly, we can tell you exactly what you're missing out on.
You are missing, by not listening to last week's podcast and not giving us the secret word that we put in there just for you.
Oh, yeah?
You were missing out on $1 million and, wait for it.
You got to wait for it.
A nice dinner from me.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm missing out on a dinner with Ben Johnson at CC's Pizza. That's all I missed out on.
Yep, great. Pretty much.
Great.
So we had Captain Xavier on, which we'll get to in a second. But
yeah.
Afterwards, Ben and I we were doing like the outro. I think it was like a 5-10 minute thing, and in that we were like, "What are the odds Dom's going to listen to this podcast?"
No,
well, I think Cap was the one who gave us the word.
No, he was off.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because we were talking about Chadwick Boseman.
So I don't really remember.
No. Didn't miss much.
Well, you're missing out on a dinner. I was maybe even going to take you to the nice GC.
They're not even open. They're not even open.
Hey, man, it could have been redeemable at any time.
So, coincidentally, our final outing before the quarantine started was at Golden Corral. And it was a terrible last dinner because as we were there, we all, looked at our phones and we saw the news. And it was like, yeah, the entire country's shutting down all restaurants. And so we were just like, oh, this is great. Our last time eating at a restaurant's like Golden Corral. out of all places.
Hey man, at least you could have got your fill of whatever kind of food you wanted, because you know they got it all there. Might not be very quality, you could have got though, like meat and fish and everything.
So we actually went to one in Northern Kentucky. I don't know if we'll ever be able to find it again because it was just by chance, but it was the best one we've all ever been to. Like quality wise, you can ask them; they will tell you. It is the best Golden Corral we have ever been
to. I mean, that's probably not saying much, because, I mean...
Yeah, here's the thing, though. It is saying a lot, because the food was decent.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have... I think it's one of my proudest feats. I've never been inside a Golden Corral.
That's a, that's a pride thing?
I think. I've never done it. I've heard it's horrible, and I've...
All right, well, we are having an official business meeting at a Golden Corral whenever they open back up.
It's gonna be like when me and Ben were playing basketball in eighth grade. Oh, and we went all the way to a Golden Corral with the whole team. And we knocked out a lot of plates.
I think like three or four people threw up at the Golden Corral.
Yes.
Because they tried to eat too much.
Yes.
I remember this because you guys went to a Wright State game afterwards.
Yep. And we won a pizza. And we ate the pizza.
I was at that game, and I saw all of you there. And
we ate that pizza.
It was a rough situation for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was feeling good after that day.
No.
By the way, I don't think that's like an outlying reaction to Golden Corral. Like, I think that's about the norm.
Yeah, probably.
Listen, we were in eighth grade. I don't know how old. What were we, like 13? At the time.
How old are you in the eighth grade?
High school is like 14, right?
14, yeah. 13, 14.
You're 14 turning 15 freshman year in high school, I think.
I was turning 14 freshman year.
No.
I was, and you were too, because I'm older than you.
Let's relax. You're older than me by like 12 hours, so let's calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, no, that would mean you guys didn't start driving until like junior year, which I don't think is right.
Well, I got my license, yeah, junior year. I did.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's put our math hats on real quick, okay?
Oh, for real, yeah.
Dom, you were born in 1997.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that you would have been 14 in 2011. In April of 2011.
Yes.
Which is when you graduated the eighth grade.
Is it technically graduating? Like, isn't there like a word for that?
I think I did get like a diploma of some sort.
Yeah, but it's not like graduate. It's like they have a word for it.
Completing?
I don't know.
It's not that important.
Surviving?
Is it surviving? I don't know. But yeah. Here's a good indicator, okay? I don't care how old we were stupid. So there's that.
Yeah,
but very true.
So stupid today, yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not going to talk about this because I don't know. I'm not going to talk about what I was about to mention. Never mind. Something happened freshman year. I think we all know what I'm talking about. Someone, you know, had a certain thing happen and then didn't go to school. And then we're like, oh, snap. And then I'm going to text you guys right now because we'll just move on. We'll move on.
We'll talk about it off air. Yeah, because I have no idea.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
No. You'll see. Just check your phone in like a second.
Oh, man. But so I guess the other big thing that happened within the company, it's some company news. So Captain Xavier, along with Andy Picarillo, is that podcast together is the Roblob podcast. They are now a part of the Broken Anchor. So
you could say it is the Roblob podcast presented by the Broken Anchor.
And the Broken Anchor presented by State Farm.
Hey, like a good neighbor. The Broken Anchor is there.
Like a good neighbor, hopefully we're nowhere near the accident.
But no, so I guess we've gotten a lot of questions over the past couple of days about what all that means and how they're going to be involved with us.
I can tell you, I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
No. There's been a whole lot of talk. I don't think we officially know their entire contribution yet. That's still in the works.
I will tell you, they're very entertaining in the group chat.
That is true. They've been electric in the group chat.
So okay. Speaking of group chats, Dom, you probably don't know anything about this because you don't get on Twitter. But the Xavier group chat that we are in on Twitter, Joe, that is the wildest thing I have ever seen in my life.
It's, dude, it's like once there's a little bit of a conversation, it's like, okay, this is a normal conversation. This is, you know, it's going along. It's just normal human conversation. Then it's like, it just goes left hard. Like,
they bullied a girl into breaking up with her boyfriend pretty much. Like,
what? Dude, I'm pretty sure, like, she's like 19 too.
Wildest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, I mean, Twitter's going to make Joe drink his own urine for 7 days.
So, oh, I mean, God, man. People don't want to see that happen, apparently, because...
I know. It's been, like, a few days.
I think we only have, like, 50 or 60 likes or something.
Something like that. But, well, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. But So the Roll Blob podcast. So Andy's going to be writing for us. He actually posted his first blog yesterday. That was about the Reds. Go check it out.
Go baseball. Woo!
Yeah. We're officially a baseball company now.
Woo! Baseball.
It's a little sad. Woo. It's a little sad. But so Andy's going to be writing for us periodically. When we talked to Cap about it, you're like, hey, do you want to like write for us at all? He goes, I'm going to be honest. No. Hard no for me.
He's like, I'm good for maybe like 4 good blogs a year.
A year. Yeah.
that's an honest man right there.
Yeah. That's good. So they're going to be on the pod. They're going to be doing their own podcast. They're going to have merch on our store coming soon. I mean, I think all we really know is that they're – all we really know, like 100% sure, is that they are a part of us now. And then we'll grow and change from that, off of that foundation from there. But that about sums it up, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, they're going to keep doing their podcasts and maybe some other things here soon.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have them on.
They're funny guys.
They are funny guys. That Dom, did you ever see like their video?
No.
Oh.
Oh, dude, man.
It was on Twitter, remember?
Well, yeah, so...
So...
Dude, the line about the one night of passion.
One night of passion.
So the file, Dom, the file is too big to send over text. So we'll get it to you in some way.
There are so many different ways to do it.
Yeah. There are. That's true. I'll get it to you. You watch it, and it's like a full on like commitment video. Like when a high school athlete announces his commitment, he's like, I just want to thank God, you know, I just want to thank, you know, my parents for a night of passion to get me here.
Dude, I lost it.
By the way, the first line when it was like when I was growing up, I had dreams of the association. He's like, what dreams? Of course. The whole thing was awesome, man. But we're really excited to have him on.
Nice.
Yeah. Should be fun. Yeah. So the other thing that happened on Twitter that we do need to address is the pee thing.
Yeah.
I was panicking.
All right. So Morgan texted me and was like, she had like typed out the tweet, screenshotted it and sent it to me. And she was like, what are the odds I send it out? And I'm like, just do it.
Send it.
And so then, but like, can we talk about that? The dude drinks what, 7 pints of his urine a day or something.
That's the thing, right? Like, and people do that.
Yeah. Why?
I
It can't be good for you.
There's some kind of name for it. I can't think of it right now.
There is a name for it.
Crazy. That's what it is. Crazy.
besides that.
Urine looping. Urine looping. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's somehow even grosser than saying drinking your own urine. Like, that sounds worse than drinking your own urine.
But hey, we are looking out for you, man. This guy apparently never gets sick, everything. So we are trying to protect our fearless leader.
Dude.
Not so fearless leader.
Hey, listen, I will admit at that point, I was a feared leader. Full of fear leader. Yeah. Dude, that was – because it was on a streak for about 30 minutes there where we were getting a lot of likes and retweets for about 10 minutes.
My favorite was in the chat where they were like, Jason's got – easily 300 likes right here. We can make it happen today. I was like, oh my God.
Well, so the whole joke behind Cap is that every account on Xavier Twitter is just secretly run by Cap. Mm-hmm. So he's just talking to himself with 300 accounts. So he was like, oh yeah, I'll just sign into all 300 of my accounts and like the tweet. So you have to drink your own pee.
I like how our group chat though was you trying to basically find ways to not actually have to drink urine by doing this. Like, it was going down to like, well, what if we like diluted apple juice with water to make it look clearer?
And well, they said
then Andy was just like, Miller Lite.
They talked about Miller Lite. And Joe was like, well, I don't think my urine's carbonated. I haven't had that many bubbles before.
And Jason was just like, leave
thing.
It out.
It's like, if
bit.
People see bubbles in the thing, they're like, did this dude like.
No, they'll know.
Carbonated piss?
Well, no, it's fresh.
Fresh out of the tap.
You just peed in the cup, man.
You just peed in that cup.
No, we were tossing around apple juice. Lemonade came into consideration. Miller Lite.
Lemonade's too cloudy.
Huh?
Lemonade's too cloudy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But like
an SPI or something, I don't know.
But the rest of it too is like if my pee looks like that, I have to like not drink anything for like a week for it to get that dark.
Or probably just like a day.
Yeah. Just go out in the sun for a little bit.
Yeah.
Run a few laps around your house or something.
Literally like just go on a run. Don't drink anything that day and then drink coffee the next morning to piss it all out. I bet you it'll be that color. So also, since we got this going on, I will be held accountable for it. Just like the wedding, where I was held accountable by my suit limitations.
Right.
I'm going to be held accountable for this. Yeah. So I finally got into a groove with all this pandemic stuff and working out again, finally.
Okay.
Hamilton County was, like, really bad a few weeks ago. It's still kind of bad. But the key is you need to get up at, like, 4:45 and get to the gym.
Uh-huh.
At 5 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
It's freshly sanitized, and there's, like, nobody there.
So you catch it right off the – you get the gym right off the vine, just freshly picked.
Freshly picked.
Yeah.
And you can spend maybe 30 minutes just ghost town.
Just yourself.
Yeah. Like, maybe a couple diehards here and there, but
I've been doing it.
And
so Is Buff Dom back? Is this?
Yeah. Do you not remember the last time he was on here? He was just like sitting there doing something, and me and him were both like, "Man, your arm looks really good."
Yeah.
Sorry.
Buff Dom is back.
Can you actually see the definition?
You can.
But there's too much shit on this arm.
I know.
You can't see the definition.
You can kind of see it.
But there's definition here. Look at this. Oh my
God. That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah.
You should outline it, Dom. Get a tattoo, just the outline of the muscle, so it really pops.
So it looks like a Superman costume, where it's like the muscles are outlined in the costume.
But what if it like grows, and then the skin's like out of place from the muscle?
Don't worry about it. That's something you can worry about later.
Yeah, it's a tattoo. We're just worried about right now.
You always get it removed.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll figure it out later.
I'm gonna make this a goal. All right. So bye. Give me a random date in November. You know, let's say before Thanksgiving.
Before you're not doing anything after Thanksgiving. That's nothing productive happens.
Thanksgiving, that's where we go downhill.
Yeah.
But, I believe that is November 26th.
Yeah.
Okay. November 26th. what is that, like 3 months from now?
Like, no. Like two and a half? One and a half? Oh, yeah, two? Fuck.
How do months work? This is September.
October, November. But it's the beginning of September.
Like two and a half?
Give or take
81 days from now.
81 okay. days from now. Great.
I was literally about to say, give or take 70 days.
Okay.
Great. I'm going to pull up the app so y'all can see it. And this will be documented because, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
We can see where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Because my roommate got this new scale. It tells you everything about your body. It's great. It tells you, like, your weight, your BMI, your body fat wow. rate, fat-free body weight.
Okay, completely unrelated. I saw a TikTok that the toilet talks to you and scans your body and tells you what you need to, like, do, if you need to, like, poop or pee. I'm like, what is the point? Do you not know that in yourself already? Like, I don't know whether I'm going to the, like, toilet to poop or pee.
Do you guys remember the urinal from Benchwarmers?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
You are going to die in 5 years.
Anyways. It measures in kilograms, all right?
Why?
I don't know. I can't.
This is America.
I don't know. But, anyways, right now, my muscle mass is 69 kilograms.
Nice. Okay?
And my body fat rate right now is at 21%.
Okay.
21.1 to be exact. All because right. I am literally, like, on the precipice of being at the standard, like the high end of standard. Right now it's as high. But
okay. Is 21 standard?
I guess.
Fuck. That is
I nuts. Guess. But anyways, I'm going to try to get that down to 10. All right? 10%.
Wait a minute.
In 81 days.
In 81 days, here's all I got to do. Because I've gotten my weight down before, and I wasn't measuring the body fat, but I know how to get my weight down, all right? Which I'm assuming I'm losing fat and not muscle mass because I was still able to lift a lot. But anyways, back, like, this year in February, I was sitting around 170, 175 pounds, okay? And I was, like, before going to the Philippines and, like, going to the wedding and all that, I was pretty in shape. And then coming back, and then all this corona stuff happened. Right now, I'm not. I'm nowhere near. Okay, we're touching the twos. Okay, so that's a solid 25 to 30 pound weight difference since then.
Okay,
but you're not losing 30 pounds in 81 days.
I can do it.
That's not a healthy thing to do.
I can. I said it.
I think if you're trying to lose weight, the healthy pace to do it is like 2 pounds a week.
No, 2 pounds a week is actually really aggressive.
Okay.
Well, but anyways.
Dude, you're at like 6 pounds a week.
Here's the thing. I'm not going for weight. I'm going for body fat percentage. You can't really see it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand body fat percentage. Yep. Yes.
So we're going for the percentages, okay?
So I feel like that's even harder to do.
How about this?
Yeah, okay, so you're already changing. We're like a 24th of a day into this, and you're already changing this.
It's a more measurable thing, okay? I'm going to fit into a size 30 jeans in 81 days, okay? Right now I'm at like 33. That's 3 inches. I can lose 3 inches off my waistline by then.
All right, so what is you going to be your punishment if you can't do this? There has to be some kind of...
Actually, you know what?
I'm on board with this.
We're just going to collectively, if you want to postpone your stuff with B-dubs, I will also do...
No.
I think that's fair. We're not postponing
this at all.
No, because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, yeah. In 81 days.
If by Thanksgiving, Dom cannot fit into a pair of 30... waist jeans, not only do I have to do the blazing challenge, Dom also has to do the blazing challenge.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like just like old times. Me and him did it when we did the blazing challenge.
Now we got to figure out something for Joe.
Guys, I think we're going too soft with the blazing challenge.
How?
You've never even done it.
I think from now on, the standard broken anchor bet should be a Reaper bet.
How about this? Remember Connor's friend Kevin? Shout out to Kev.
Yeah.
His parents grow some really hot peppers, okay? I don't know where they are on the Scoville scale, but I ate one time. And let me tell you, it was at a Halloween party at our house, okay? I was already drunk, and they come in with this pepper, right? Just a single pepper.
Right.
And Kevin's like, okay, here, I want you to nibble on it. He's like letting people like taste it. And they were fucking crying, just nibbling on it, okay?
Yeah.
So my dumbass, drunk, I'm like, I can handle a pepper. Right. I eat like half of it. It's like this big, right? So I eat like half of that. Swallow it. Goes down. I'm like, it's not that bad. 5 seconds later, my stomach and my entire body system shuts down. I'm talking cold sweats.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, I'm about to see God. And I'm sitting there, just hunched over the sink. And I'm like, I'm going to die.
It's so hot, you're like high almost. Yeah.
And here's the thing, right? I'm like trying to keep it down. Within like 5 minutes, I was just puking all over the sink. And then Kevin's like, what happened? Because he saw me like hunched over. He's like,
what do you mean, what happened?
He's like, did he eat the pepper? And then Connor was like, oh shit. Yeah, he did. He was like, I was letting people nibble on that because of how hot it is. So I ended up throwing up. And then later that night when it was out of my system, like 15 minutes later, I was just drinking again. But long story short, if I did that sober, I still think I'd probably throw up because it's so hot.
I think the blazing challenge is good for these two. And then after that, we can reevaluate.
You just don't want to throw up because of a pepper.
I don't.
I don't want to either, but I'm just saying it's an option. Like, we have a guy for this.
Okay, we'll start off with the blazing challenge, and then we'll go up from there.
Joe, because you're inevitably going to lose a bet at some point, and you were going to die from the blazing challenge.
I'm undefeated in this company's long and storied history.
Okay, how about this? Vasily Lomachenko versus Teofimo Lopez. Who's going to win?
That was a lot of syllables and words that I was not prepared for. Yes.
Okay, so in the boxing world, they're trying to unify the lightweight division, okay? Between the two of them, they have all the belts. So one is a young gun, probably like 24, 25, undefeated. Then we got Vasily Lomachenko, the seasoned vet, the amateur record of like 399 wins, zero losses, has two Olympic gold medals, and he's like 30-something years old. Going head to head, Vasily Lomachenko is like literally up in the conversation for the top three boxers who ever existed, and Teofimo Lopez is just this young phenom, just silencing, you know, haters. And so they're trying to unify the belts, and it's like the biggest fight this year simply because Showtime Boxing and like everything, like both their promoters, they said none of this is going to be pay-per-view. It's all going to be on ESPN. Everyone can watch it for free. And the fight happened because the fans wanted it to happen. So this is like one of the few instances like in fighting sports where this fight is happening just for the fans. And just because of the fact that in the lightweight division, nobody wants to fight either of these two guys. So, from that knowledge, not a lot to go on besides the Olympics is the differentiator and the age. Who do you think is going to win?
Vicodin Limoncello, taking that guy.
Vicodin
Limoncello, taking that guy.
Limoncello.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever that guy's name is. Yeah, I hit. Yeah. He's whatever is the GOAT. Taking Mr.
Vicodin Limoncello.
Yeah.
Vicodin Limoncello.
Vicodin Limoncello. He's winning everything. I'm a big Vicodin Limoncello guy. I'm his hardcore, diehard fan of his career. Loved the come up. Yeah.
He was also the fastest in boxing history to get a world title.
Don't tell me something I already know, Dom. Yeah. I know this stuff.
pound for pound, great.
Yeah. No, I know. I would have told you the same thing. No, I'm taking Viking and Limoncello. That guy's winning everything.
So if you're wrong, you got to do the Blazing Challenge.
Correct. Yeah, I'm in. And the fight is, of course, so Dom, for other people, I don't need it explained to you, but like, when is this fight for other people that they can?
Oh my God. It's going to be on October 17th.
Right. That's correct. Yeah.
On ESPN. So it's free, free to watch, free to stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it wasn't Joe, I'm surprised Joe isn't trying to get tickets.
Here's the thing.
You know, like,
listen, I'm so.
He's 22, by the way. I looked it up.
He's what?
Lomachenko is 32. Teofimo Lopez is 22.
Okay.
And he's a lightweight world champion, and he's like one of the greatest boxers right now. And okay. Yeah.
So George Lopez is the champion. And then Vicodin is like he has like half the belts.
He's got what? Let me pull up exactly which belts he has.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We don't need to get this. And Joe already knows everything.
Yeah, I already know all this stuff. Listen. So it's October 17th and
we got George Lopez versus Vicodin, whatever the Limoncello.
Yeah.
Vasily Lomachenko has the WBA and the WBO titles, while Teofimo Lopez has the IBF title. They're trying to unify all the titles.
Exactly. Joe,
yeah. Yeah, of course. So the IBS title is up for grabs. And yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that title is up for grabs.
And the BBC one is also up for grabs, right?
That's correct.
Right. That is right.
Yeah. British Broadcasting Company. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Belt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Belts. Yeah, they're all good. So we're looking forward to that.
Here's the thing. I'm upset because you actually picked the guy who I'm pretty sure is going to win.
It's going to happen. Listen.
I know you picked him just because you heard two names and that was the first name.
No. I'm a big fan of Viking and Limoncello. I think he's a great all-time. He's one of the all-time greats. I'm a really big fan of him. Yeah.
You know what else is concerning?
What's concerning?
Cobra Kai Season 3.
Oh. Wait a minute. So that's on Netflix now, right?
So they are confirmed for Season 3 of Cobra Kai, yeah. It started as a YouTube Red original, but obviously YouTube Red kind of sucks.
A Red Tube original? Is that what I heard, Dom?
Oh, yeah. If you know, you know. But anyways, So it started as the YouTube Red original, and then, like, it got a couple seasons, and then it just ended, right? Because it's YouTube Red. No one really watches anything on YouTube Red. But as soon as it got to Netflix, it hit number one in the nation within, like, 24 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Within 24 hours.
Are all three seasons on it now?
The third season is not – they didn't say – if it's going to be on Netflix, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Netflix.
But you can go on. You can go on Netflix and watch seasons one.
I think no. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Netflix original now. So if there is a third season, it would be on.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Has anybody watched it?
I watched all of it.
No.
I watched all of it. That's what I said.
I love how you said that. Like, what are you talking about? Of course, I watched this whole thing in a day.
So here's the story of how I watched it.
Okay.
I had some discussion board posts to do for this one political science class I'm taking, and I do a bunch of reading for it, and I was like just slaving over it all day, and I was really upset. By the time I got it out, I'm like, I don't even know if this is good enough, because in this discussion board, it's like you have to know what you're talking about or else everyone will roast you in the most academic way possible. So,
like, hi, Dom. I really disagree with what you posted about...
Usually a discussion post in school is like, oh, like you write a post and then you have to write like two responses. Usually the responses are like, yeah, I agree. Good post.
Here's the thing though, right? When you're taking upper level classes in a pandemic where none of the classes are in person.
In a political science class.
Yeah. So all of the class interaction is basically discussion board and two big papers. So my entire grade rides on these discussion board posts.
So you're just getting roasted in this thing.
No, no, no. I'm trying not to get roasted.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said I was, like, doing my research.
Okay.
Like, all day. So I get this post out. I comment on this other dude's thing where I was, like, really – I was, like, this dude sounds super dumb, and I just said in a really academic way, hey, man, you literally just agreed with everything that the reading said. I don't know why you're saying you're disagreeing because you really just did agree in your post, blah, 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 whatever. Anyways, what, yeah. I got it done. It's like midnight, and I'm like, I can't fall asleep because I was just so burnt out over everything. Okay. I'm just in that autopilot mode where, like, I could be doing anything, and I could probably get something done.
That is true. But you can get to that point where it's, like, 12, 1 in the morning, and you're like, I feel like I should be tired, but I'm just, I feel like I could stay up for, like, the next 5 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the time we went to Lollapalooza, and we left Lollapalooza.
Yeah, that was a...
But we can talk about that in a second.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Cobra Kai. Let me tell you, each episode is about 28 to 30-something minutes. You
know, I can do that.
Like, standard episode. I watched all of season one in one sitting.
How many episodes?
Oh, let me look back and see how many.
Are we talking like 10 or 20?
I'm guessing 6 or 7.
It was like, I think it's 10 or 11.
Oh, damn.
In season one.
Okay. See, so like, when you said that, I thought you were going to say, like, it's like, we're talking like 22 episodes a season.
No.
Okay. So that's like, better.
It was about like 5 hours. I didn't go to sleep until like 5, 6 in the morning that night. But yeah. Yeah, it's 10 episodes.
Nice.
But anyway, so I watched all 10. If you are a fan of the Karate Kid, you will absolutely love it. That is for sure.
Which karate? The original one or the Jaden Smith one?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith here. That's a whole other can of worms we can talk about later. We're talking about Daniel LaRusso and Johnny, last name, Johnny Lawrence. I was going to say Zabka because, you know, Billy Zabka. But
yeah, Billy Zabka.
Johnny
the
Lawrence.
Unsung hero of the Karate Kid. People forget.
It's funny because they actually say that in this season, when he's telling his new student about, like, what happened with him and Daniel LaRusso, he gave it, like, that YouTube, you know, like, showing how Danny is the aggressor and how he was, like, doing all this random stuff.
Yes.
Like, he was the real bully. The main antagonist, if you will.
It's true, though.
But anyways, besides whether or not that's true.
It is.
Cobra Kai. So good. I suggest watching it. It's kind of cringe in the beginning, but you get to learn it. You get to love it. It's just, everything about it is just so good.
What is cringy about it?
Just some of the interactions and the dialogue.
I will say,
it's probably
I got
really bad acting.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. When I saw the trailer for it, I remember thinking it was like it gave off like a very like Disney Channel original movie kind of vibe.
Oh, those are the best,
dude. Okay, can we talk about the 13th year? That dude who turned into a mermaid.
No, it was the girl.
There was a dude.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Or we can talk about the luck of the Irish where the dude turned into an elf because he lost his lucky coin.
Well, so what? Okay. So
you mean a leprechaun?
Leprechaun, yeah. I just remember the scene where his ears got really pointy all of a sudden.
Hey, get off my people, man. Stop making fun of my people.
The people made really good potato chips in that movie. That was a good scene.
But wait, okay, so what's your guys' top three Disney Channel original movies? Let's get into this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, top three.
I don't even know. Hold on.
High School Musical removed. High School Musical's the GOAT.
We're not talking about those.
High School Musical's the GOAT.
That ended up making it into theaters, so we're not talking about that.
So so all three of us can agree High School Musical's the GOAT.
Because High School Musical 3 was in theaters, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, that doesn't count. So we'll just say that.
But one and two, though, we're still excluding.
Yeah, we're that doesn't count.
The GOAT. Okay.
Do you guys remember Eddie's Million Dollar Bake Off or Cook Off?
Is that the, like, Eddie from That's So Raven?
million-dollar cook-off, and no. It was about this kid who played, like, baseball, but instead of playing baseball, he just wanted to cook. And then he ends up, like, joining this competition, and he, like, wins it or something.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds familiar, but, like, yeah.
Because, I mean, Bobby I was going to say, what were you going to say?
Bobby Flay is in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking
at the cast right now. It says Bobby Flay's in the movie.
Star power in these things. Jeez. I guess, like, my first thing, like, Camp Rock, obviously. I think Camp Rock has to be in there.
I wasn't a big Camp Rock fan. Not gonna lie to you.
Why?
Do you not remember that scene in Camp Rock 2 where they're, like, going into the rival camp's, like, stage area?
Camp Rock 2 is pretty stupid. Yeah.
And they're just like, Camp Rock! Camp Rock! You don't remember that? I'm like, they were TikTok dances before TikTok dance, because they're literally Camp Rock.
Why do you look like you're playing patty cake with your hands?
That's what they were doing.
Man.
Playing patty cake with yourself.
My God, you have to watch it. That's what they were doing.
I will say Camp Rock 2 was very stupid.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
But Camp Rock 1, well, however.
Camp Rock 1
was
Joe Jonas doing the...
Yes. Dancing. No, but like when Demi Lovato's singing This Is Me, and then there's that scene where Joe Jonas like dramatically like flips his head around. He's like, that's the girl. Like that scene was like 9-year-old me or however old I was. I was like, incredible television. Incredible television.
Not even top three. You know what's top three?
What's top three?
That one Disney original movie about the kid who was blind, but he was a wrestler.
What?
Hold on.
Wait, what?
All right.
What kind of Disney Channel movies are you watching, dude?
Hold on. Obviously, you weren't cultured in Disney original movies.
I think you were too cultured in Disney Channel original movies.
So, while Dom's figuring that one out, I found a list of the top... okay, so apparently there's 105 Disney... like original movies.
105?
Yes. So they have them all ranked.
How long has Disney Channel even been around?
I don't know.
It's called Going to the Mat. Okay. This kid's blind, but he's a wrestler. And there's like a scene where he's shooting basketball hoops. Like he's just in a park by himself with his stick and a basketball. And he has no idea where this hoop is, and he's blind, and he's still like, poof, swish. I'm like, what is this? What is this movie?
I shouldn't be laughing at this because he's blind, but dude.
No, it's just like Bobby Lee telling Joe Rogan about the time he was, like, molested. It's like, I shouldn't be laughing.
That is
like,
one of the greatest clips on the internet, though.
That is funny.
All right, so here's the top 10. So you got number 10 as Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
I remember that.
Number 9, High School Musical 2. 8, Cheetah Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Cheetah Girls was pretty good.
7, Stuck in the Suburbs.
Fantastic film.
Never watched that one.
Jordan Cahill. Look him up.
Jordan Cahill. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, Dom's right.
Dom's like secretly like a Disney Channel diehard right here. Like,
bro, that's why the whole Tarzan thing blew my mind. Anyways, keep going.
No, we're not even talking about Disney though. We're talking about like Disney Channel.
Oh, like, I don't even care, bro. Like, I am well versed.
So number 6, you got Cheetah Girls 2.
Okay.
Number 5, Pixel Perfect.
I also remember that.
Let's see.
Did Smart House make the list?
What?
Did Smart House make the list?
You'll have to find out.
All right.
Number 4, you got Cadet Kelly, which fantastic movie.
I remember that one. It was pretty good.
Number 3, Smart House.
Wow.
Number 2, Teen Beach Movie. Apparently this one came out in 2013.
Teen so this would have been movie?
A little old, or we would have been a little old for probably watching this one.
What's it called? Teen Beach Movie?
Yeah.
That literally just sounds like if you were to, if you were making the movie and you just saved the file, it's like they didn't forgot to give it a title.
Well, apparently it has Ross Lynch and Maya Mitchell.
Oh, hey, hey, listen, if I, for anyone who knows me, I'm a huge Ross Lynch guy. Yeah.
And then number one, obviously High School Musical.
Yeah, of course.
Now we can go. Let's see what the worst movie on.
I was gonna say, what's number 105?
Let's see.
Also, just throw this out there because I forgot to mention earlier. One of the main characters in Cobra Kai, my roommate went to high school with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the middle of middle of nowhere, Ohio, Putnam County, Elkhorn.
Nice.
Wait. Is this Mahir you're talking about?
No.
Oh, all
right. He's from up in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so number 105.
Yeah, go ahead.
Radio Rebel came out in 2012.
Worst movie of all time.
Trash.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Never seen it. Worst movie I've ever, worst movie I've ever heard of in my life.
Do you guys know that they redid Freaky Friday again in 2018?
Yeah, with Lil Dicky and Chris Brown.
Yeah, they did.
That's what we're, is that what we're talking about?
No, because that would have been like a lot higher up on the list than 104.
Who are these people?
Oh my god. Yeah, Disney Channel movies were definitely. It was like it's like a nice night in. Like I planned my day around Camp Rock, as much as an 8-year-old can plan their day. I planned my day around Camp Rock coming out. I remember that.
Yeah. Halloween Town.
Those Halloween Town's a good one. What's the guys, the Hannah Montana movie was good cinema.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I think every guy at like the every guy our age who was watching Hannah Montana was saying, like, oh, I just watched it for Jackson. Jackson's really funny.
Incorrect. I watched it as soon as she grew boobs.
Yeah, I can say I never watched that show because of a dude.
Yeah. Well, that was like everybody I was around at that time was like, no, dude, I definitely watch it for Jackson, dude. I don't, girls are stupid. Like, that was back when girls still had cooties. But yeah. Everybody watched it because Miley Cyrus was a thing.
Because Miley Cyrus was a thing, yes.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Did you guys ever watch the that Young and Hungry show that Emily Osment was on?
I have a very specific memory that came up just because of that. I don't know why. Okay, so, Ben.
Yeah?
You went to D.C.
Yep.
Remember when we went to that massive mall with your parents?
Uh-huh.
And then there was like a huge banner of Emily Osment on like promoting that new show, Young and Hungry. And then I looked up at it, I was like, she's hot. And then your dad looked up at it, like, you're right. She's hot. You don't remember that?
So
why would anybody remember that one specific moment?
I don't know. This is like such a vivid memory. As soon as you mentioned it, I'm like,
huh. That's the most specific memory I've ever heard.
Man, I kind of remember like maybe seeing the banner, but I don't remember the second part of that.
Oh, I remember all of it.
I apparently
clearly could. Dude, no, but like, for anyone who hasn't seen it, Emily was actually, she's a big fan of it, but, it basically, she's like a personal chef for like the super rich guy. And then they get together, of course. It's like 5 seasons. And it's like, will they, won't they? And then they will, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on like ABC Family or Freeform, whatever it's called now.
Oh, back before Freeform was a thing? Yeah.
No, I think it was like right as Freeform was. It's on that channel, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Freeform. Yeah.
But. It's a good binge. I'm not gonna lie. You can mindlessly watch it. It's pretty funny.
Speaking of Freeform though, they released their like 31 days of like Halloween or whatever.
Yeah.
And I have every time slot of Hocus Pocus blocked out so I can just be there and watch it when it's on.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I've never seen Hocus Pocus.
You okay, you're no longer a part of this company. I am now, I own 100% of this company. Dom, you want some?
Yeah, I still own some, so yeah, give me some. Give me some more.
Yeah, Joe, you're
some of his, yeah. Yeah.
You're officially out.
Dude, there are a couple movies that are like people look at as like the greatest movies of all time that I just have not seen.
Have you seen Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Nope. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen any of Goodfellas or The Godfather. Haven't seen any of those.
What have else? You seen Enter the Dragon?
That sounds...
Bruce Lee? No.
No. I mean, that's an interesting title there, I will say.
Super Cop with Jackie Chan?
No.
Super Troopers? Not Jackie Chan, but actually about police?
But not nope. Really. I've heard of none of these.
You've never heard of Super Troopers?
Nope.
Wow.
I like that's the thing is like there are a bunch of movies.
Maybe you should, like your little joke of a blog you've been writing every Friday about stuff that everybody's heard of. Maybe you should like watch like these famous movies actually and be like, oh yeah, I've seen this stuff now.
Dude, I love writing those blogs so much. Because I know that there's at least one person who's reading that for the first time and thinking like, does this idiot not know that these things are just actually like big deal shows? Like that's such a good feeling to have. I love that those people are out there.
Have you seen Good Will Hunting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Good Will Hunting when I was thinking I was still Xavier. And I didn't want to do homework for a day. And I was like, you know what? I should watch one of these all-time great movies or whatever. So I just looked it up and streamed it. And yeah, good movie. I think you guys should look it up. It's something to look into.
How about The Green Mile?
No, but I've heard good things. Yeah. I haven't seen Green Mile, and I haven't seen 8 Mile aside from like the ending scene.
We're talking about a prison story with Tom Hanks, and debatably one of his greatest performances ever. And then the real Slim Shady about like rapping from a trailer park in an underground club.
Hey Dom, I think we just need to stop asking him about it because the more we ask, the more we're going to get disappointed.
Oh my god.
So we need a new topic. Let's Bella think Thorne. Here. Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. So the controversy around that. So first she was breaking headlines with the fact that she made over, like, what, a million?
She made $2 million.
Yeah. Within 24 hours. In 1 week.
Oh, Bella Thorne.
Just within a day.
So she made a million in a day, $2 million in a week.
Yeah.
Speaking of Disney Channel. Dude, what if she started her videos by saying, hi, this is Bella Thorne, and you're watching Disney Channel?
I'm sure it's been requested.
I guarantee you it's been requested.
Yeah.
Like... Dude, she scammed so many people.
Did you see?
Because she was just like sitting there talking, right?
It's not bad. There's some ambiguity about it because like unless you paid for it, then you're not really gonna know. But supposedly, like she said that there'd be nude pictures, but people were like misled, and there were probably something like tasteful nudes, so like no nip. I don't know.
Yeah, my understanding is that everything is covered.
Yeah, and
but she charged like $200 for like some picture saying like, "Watch me smoke naked" or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like $200, but like everything was like fully covered up, like no chance of even like a nip slip.
And like, because of her, OnlyFans actually set a cap on how much an individual can charge for their stuff.
Well, so my understanding is that actually wasn't because of her.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was just, it had already been planned, and it was just really like poor timing. So it looked really bad on her because she comes in here, fucks up the game, and then OnlyFans makes all these changes after like she brings in $2 million in a week.
Yeah, which is insane.
I couldn't even imagine, dude.
Dude, I honestly like. Ben, I know you wanted to talk about this last week. We had to wait for Dom because. I'm glad that we waited for Dom here because I'm out of the loop with this. Like,
dude, OnlyFans is a lucrative business.
It was all over social media as soon as it happened.
If you have some sort of following and now you're attractive, and then all of a sudden you announce that you're going to have an OnlyFans, you're making so much money within that first day, an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's crazy too, because OnlyFans takes away like 20%.
Yeah.
Whatever they make. So like.
That seems high. Jeez.
Bella Thorne got them a lot of money.
Oh yeah. I guarantee you, it was almost like a sponsored deal.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Could have been.
There's no way you have that big of a celebrity, like, hop on that app just all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It, like, you gotta give him some sort of heads up. Like, hey,
what is Bella Thorne even doing? Like,
normally? I think she still acts a little bit. She directed a porn, from my understanding.
What?
She's renting her house to someone on TikTok. Did you see that? That was like a whole thing.
What? Like an Airbnb kind of thing?
No. So like, I guess she's traveling right now. So she's like the landlord for her house in LA, but some rich kid ended up, renting it because, they're rich and their mom and dad will buy it for them. So they're renting it out. And it went viral, like, last week because on TikTok, she was, like, showing everybody the house. And Bella Thorne left, like, a lot of stuff. Like, just the interior of the house is so, like, it's just trashed in just so many different ways. Because, like, there's a ton of, like, there's so many different colors of paint on the walls, really obscure furniture. Like, there's a moose or a llama or something. Like, a stuffed moose or llama.
What?
She left, like, type of thing? Yeah, and she left, like, her entire closet of clothes. Like, in one of the rooms, there was, like, one of the entire wall was just, like, pages from a script that she had. Like, just different random things. Like, it was so bizarre. Because she left so much stuff there, and yet she's like renting it out.
Dude,
I'm so confused.
You know what I'm willing to bet though is that she's not the only, like, I think famous people, like, once you get to a level of fame, like, I bet more people than not kind of lose it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I read something. I don't know, a couple of years ago maybe, but it was like, what, like, once you reach like a, if you're like a child star or something like that, and you like, you reach a level of fame and you're all of a sudden you're going and you're playing arenas and doing all this kind of stuff, you're on shows, your brain like slows down development because you're
I talked about that with the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah.
All I'll say is that Bella Thorne and Zendaya are on two completely different, like, life tracks.
Yeah.
And
they start from the same place.
Yeah.
But have you seen those, like, interviews they've had about that where it's, like, Disney was, like, forcing them to compete to be the star of the show?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, breeding them to, like, be super cutthroat and, like, just want to one-up each other all the time.
Sucks.
Rather than just like being friends on the show.
I feel like that happens all the time though. like, and all of that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But Zendaya's on like a completely other thing, because she's basically like the new MJ, right? Like the new Mary Jane on Spider-Man.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, but it's different though, right?
Yes. Because, I mean, in the comics, there's so many different versions of every character.
Well, but what, like, so, because she's Michelle in the first movie. And then at the end of the movie, she, like, there was that scene where this is Homecoming, like, the first Spider-Man movie.
That they put out.
And, it, like, the end scene, she's like, oh, you can call me MJ.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not, it's, like, not the same thing, though.
Look, man, like I said.
Same, but different.
There's a lot of different Spider-Man stories out there in the comics.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. There's one where, like, because I got really into it at one point. There's one where Spider-Man basically is able to punch the moon out of the sky because he's so strong. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it. No, there's a lot that goes into it.
But, like, it's pretty neat.
Long story short, there's so many different stories of Spider-Man. So, yeah.
Huh.
Out of the movies, do you think Tom Holland's the best?
I think he's the best actor for the role. But to this day, I'm still like rocking with Tobey Maguire. I mean, I grew up with that Spider-Man. I thought Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was kind of shit.
Yeah, because Andrew Garfield played Peter Parker as kind of like an asshole.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, like kind of like a cool like skater kid kind of guy. And Peter Parker's a nerd. Like, he's a full-on nerd.
Yeah. And he's also not supposed to be like 30 years old.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll give him that.
But favorite. See, like that's what Tom Holland does. Tom Holland, is, like you look at him, you watch the movie, you're like, oh yeah, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
My favorite scene is actually... I think it was the first Spider-Man. Is that the train scene where he stops the train?
Is that the Which first Spider-Man? Spider-Man? Like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he looks like he's pooping himself?
That one, yes.
Yeah. Where he's like on the train, he's like, stop. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And then the people are, you know, like lifting him up like a hero, like pushing him back through the train. And then one guy's like grabbing him and pushing him back like the rest, but he's like, he's so young. He looks like he's as old as my son. Yeah. I'm like, bro, he looks like he's as old as you. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the second one, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. For me, Tom Holland's the best Spider-Man. Just because he looks like it, feels
he's
like
best
it.
For the best cast actor for the role.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him, like, because I think they want to cross him over with Venom at some point.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
But with all this stuff going on right now, I don't even know anymore what's going to happen to movies.
I don't think anyone does.
Which, have you guys seen the trailers for Tenet?
Yeah.
Is it in theaters? Like, what is that?
Yeah, so Zhao actually watched it last night, and he tried to explain it to me, and I'm still confused.
All I know is I'm on board with it because Travis Scott did the soundtrack. So
okay.
That's all I needed.
That's fair. Because he saw it and he was like, I need to watch it again. Like, he was like, I came out of that movie so confused.
Yeah, it seems like very odd.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it, isn't it?
Yeah. Christopher Nolan has a couple of those movies where it's like, you got to watch it like 8 times to understand what's going on.
I feel like it's probably like Inception or whatever. You have to watch it like at least twice to kind of be like, what?
I still have no clue. Like Inception.
Inception was pretty easy to follow. It was just the ending that was like left so ambiguous.
Yeah. He leaves a couple of endings just super. Like the end, like the Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
When Batman just is driving a atomic bomb away from the city in a plane, and then like 5 minutes explodes. Later, it's like him in France eating lunch.
Yeah, I saw a meme about that actually, when when it said, like, when you're out cheating, but your homie's also out cheating, and you see each other. And then it's just both of them looking at each other.
That's terrible. Oh my God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Going back to Travis Scott, though, what do you guys think of his McDonald's collab?
I heard about it. I don't know much about it, though.
So, basically, I there might be more stuff coming, but as of, I think, Tuesday, you can get a quarter pounder with bacon and lettuce, a medium fry, and a medium Sprite for $6.
That's a pretty hot deal.
And it's like the Travis Scott meal.
Pretty hot deal.
And supposedly, so I saw this today. Supposedly, like, the crew are getting, like Cactus Jack, which is Travis Scott's, like, record label and brand kind of thing, and, like, McDonald's, like, shirts. And so I saw something that was, like, on a McDonald's website that's, like, don't apply if you just want the Travis Scott shirt.
That is great. Because they know. They know.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That shirt's probably going to be, like, $400. Like,
at least.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the show. we'll see you guys on Monday. Great week ahead. I know I say this a lot. But great week ahead. Great week ahead on the blog. First Roll Blog podcast ever presented by the Broken Anchor, coming out this Friday. Listen to that.
We also forgot to mention Morgan has her own video segment coming out, I believe, Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, every Wednesday. Every Wednesday morning.
Oh, every Wednesday. I thought it was Thursday. Okay.
Wednesday.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, every Wednesday morning.
Got it.
Yep.
Yeah, so, hey, check that out. All good stuff. Yeah. Anything else, boys?
I think we're good.
All right. Yeah. Let's go with the best week of all time.
Oh, yeah.